the National Broadcasting Company interrupts all its programs to bring you a special broadcast from Guam. For a personal report on the war in the Pacific by Navy Secretary James Forrestal, who has visited the battle-torn shores of Iwo, we take you now to Admiral Nimitz headquarters at Guam.
They seemed tiny figures, scrambling skyward against a background of blue.
A life worker's brother to you.
Leroy!
I should have edited that, I think. Don't mention that sponsor either, that other life boy. We use, what do we use around here? Oh, we don't use soap, that's right. Yeah, we use parquet margarine.
Huh? Yeah. Okay. How
are
we doing,
folks? Leroy, do you have something else you want?
Yes, I wondered if I could leave right after the program.
Yeah. Wait a minute. We're tuning in on Sweeten here.
What is it, Sweeten?
We're doing a joke. Point killer.
I said, do you mind if I leave right after the program?
No, that's all right. Where are you going, Leroy?
Going down to San Diego to see my girlfriend.
Is that so? Well, what does she do down there?
She's in the Navy.
Navy?
Yeah.
Oh, well, she's a wave, eh?
No, she's in the regular Navy.
Huh?
I said she's in the regular Navy.
Leroy, you mean your girlfriend is in the Navy disguised as a man? She's a sailor?
Uh-huh.
Ooh, but somebody's liable to find out.
Yeah, but who's going to tell?
Who's going to...
I'll never let you do that kind of stuff again, I said. How big is that guy? it reminds me of something very funny. I always enjoy doing camps and hospitals and all that sort of thing. But we call them benefits in show business because something always happens that causes us to have a lot of fun. Quite recently, I had to go towards Stockton to do an appearance. Oh, those sheriffs are here, huh? One drunk at a time, brother. Anyway, I had to go down, to Stockton or near Stockton, a little town. Forgotten the name of it now, to do a little benefit at the deaf and the dumb home there. And we arrived a little late. Something had gone wrong with our transportation. So the entertainment part was already over, and they were holding a dance downstairs. And so we wanted to show them, of course, that we were sorry and that we were very democratic about the thing. And so we decided to go down and dance with them. And we got down there, and there were some very cute little girls there, you know. So I picked out one of the inmates, and I tapped her on the shoulder. And in sign language, I said, you know, you, me, she did that back. So we sat around and waited for a minute for things to start, like the music to begin and all that sort of thing. And finally, just when we were about ready to dance, a guy came up and said, hey, Mabel, how about the next dance? She said, I'm sorry, I got it with this dummy here. Anything can happen, and usually does, ladies and gentlemen. How are we doing, fellas? Are we going on or not? Just about over. Well, we're about ready to go on, then. This is a little nerve-wracking, you know that? We'll probably have to do the show faster today. Nervous, we'll take care of that up here. Let's all do our coughing now so we don't have to do it later. Yeah. balance?
Yeah.
Oh, it's great, kid.
Time.
Oh, say.
Would you like to try a little test on it?
Lost a lot of weight, certainly.
Yeah, all right. Stand up straight now.
Stand up straight.
Yeah, heels together.
Heels together.
That's right.
Heels
now, together. Close your eyes.
Yeah.
Dark, isn't it?
Great.
Anybody want to do a monologue?
You ready? Hey, now, Peavy.
Where's Carpenter?
We're liable to do this show next week, yeah.
We do a radio act from the child support.
How you doing?
I bet you could.
Deadline.
What are you doing in town, fellas?
Soccer. Manhunt?
Huh? Manhunt. Seven guys come up here to get one man. We've got seven sheriffs from Stockton here, ladies and gentlemen. Seven of them. 6-year-old child.